Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. After we learned in the last Mishnah that the local Bezdin certified her as a Saita, she then begins the procedure of the Saita in Yerushalayim. Hayamalan Aisa LeBezdin HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim. So first they bring her up to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the Bezdin of the 71 judges in Yerushalayim. Umayimen Alel Kederch Shemayimen Al Edei Nefashis. And the Bezdin there admonishes her just like they admonish witnesses in capital cases. Again, trying to impress upon her the severity of the procedure that she's about to go through to try to get her to confess to her crime prior to the procedure of Imrim Law. And they tell her, Biti, harbe yayin, I say, much wine causes much people to do bad things. Perhaps that's why you did the things you did. You a little had too much wine to drink. Harbe schaik, I say, levity causes much people to do bad things, so maybe that was the cause of what you did. Harbe yaldus isa, childishness causes much, again, maybe that's why you did the things you did. Harbe shechenim harayim isim, bad neighbors causes much bad things to happen, so again, maybe you were just hanging around the wrong people. Again, trying to tell her, to make it easier on her to confess her crime, to say, look, it may not just be you, maybe there's some other influences that cause you to behave in the way you did. And then finally, they gave her one final plea, Asi l'shmai ha-gadol sh'nechta b'kedusha. Please do so for the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was written in Kedusha, sh'lo yimache alamayim, so that it shouldn't have to go through the procedure of Saita and be erased, as we know that's what happens. So again, trying to press upon her to confess to her crime. V'ayimrim l'fanea dvarim she'ena k'day l'shaman hi v'chol mishpachas be'saviyah. And they tell her things that neither she nor her family deserve to hear. And the Gemara explains that means we tell her stories about other tzaddikim who confessed to their deeds in public. So, for example, the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda confessed to his deed with Tamar in public. Again, trying to press upon her that it is a good thing to confess, just like the tzaddikim had confessed prior. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. If after all that, Imamra Tamani, if she says she does confess and says, yes, I committed adultery, then the Saita procedure stops. She's just her husband forever. He has to divorce her. However, she writes a receipt for her ksuba. She does not get her ksuba in that case. And then they split up. Vim amra tahirani, but if she continues to insist on her innocence, then we start the Saita procedure. Malan isa l'shar mizrach shal pesach shar niknar. We bring her all the way to the eastern gate that's opposite the Shar Niknar. So basically, according to Rashi, she started in Bezdin HaGadol. We bring her back down to the opening of the Har Bayis gate and then walk her all the way back up to Shar Niknar. The idea being to tire her out to try to get her to confess. Now, Shisham Mashkin HaSaitis, that's the next to the Shar Niknar is where they gave the drinking waters for the Saita. Matar HaSayoldis, if a woman who gives birth and has to become Tar in that procedure, that's the area where that was done. Mataranes Mitzarayim, and that's also the area where they did the Tahara procedure for Mitzarayim. V'chayin Eiches B'bigda, and in that area the Kayin grabs at her clothing, and he grabs it in a forceful way. And Nikru, if the clothing rips, they rip. And Nifru, Nifrum, and if they tatter, so either one solid single rip, or if they rip in different places, that's okay, and the idea being, Achihumigala Eslibo, they'd actually rip it in a way that her chest was exposed. Vesaiser Essaara, and they loosen her hair. Again, the idea being, try to put her in a degrading position, so to degrade her, and we'll see later on that there's other lessons to be learned, but the idea being to try to put her in a position where she would be so degraded she'd want to confess. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Im Hayaliba Noe, Lo Hayamegaleu, if her chest was very nice looking, they would not do it. Im Hayasara Noe, and if her hair was very nice, Lo Hayasaisroi, they wouldn't reveal her hair, expose her hair, or loosen her braids. And the Gemara explains because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if, let's say, she was later found to be innocent, there may be some kahanim who would have a desire for her by seeing her in that state. So we want to prevent that, but the Rabbanan say, the Torah says you have to do this. You have to expose her hair. You have to expose her chest and her rip her clothing. Again, you have to put her in degrading. And we're not worried about people having a desire because since she's in such a degraded position, that is not something that they would be worried about.